The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A very good morning to you all, and welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. Today is a special day. It's Resurrection Sunday, and we celebrate new life in Christ and also come to church hoping that God will renew our own lives. On behalf of our church family here in Newport-on-Tay, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us for the first time or doing so after a long while. Welcome also to our brothers and sisters following this service on Zoom, and to those who will be listening to our worship afterwards from the church's website. Today is not only special because it's Easter Sunday, it's special as well because we'll be receiving three new members into our fellowship. You will know them when the time comes. It's also special because it's family service, meaning our children will be with us throughout the service. Let us now take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Let us worship God. Our first hymn, 410, Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Living God, on this Easter morning, we come with joy and wonder. We come like Mary, not always understanding, sometimes carrying questions, grief or doubt, and yet drawn to you. You are the God who brings life out of death, light out of darkness, hope where we had given up looking. So we praise you. We praise you for the empty tomb, for the risen Christ, for the promise that nothing, not even death, has the final word. And yet, Lord, as we come into your presence, we recognize that we do not always live as Easter people. We confess that we can be quick to assume the worst, slow to trust your purposes, and hesitant to believe that new life is possible. We hold on to fears instead of hope, to familiar ways instead of your renewing grace, to silence when we are called to witness. Forgive us, we pray. Call us again by name, as you called Mary in the garden. Lift us from our doubts, renew our faith, and open our eyes to recognize your presence among us. So hear us now as we join our voices together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next theme is King of Me, my God, the King of the Giants.
My friend King Dave wouldn't let the giant stand in his way. He said, hand me my sling, 'cause he's not that tall. My God is bigger and I watch him fall. My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. My God's the king of the creatures of the deep. My God's the king of me. Have you heard the one about this guy called Dan? Yes, he was a mighty holy praying man. He said, throw him to the den of the scary beast, but God saved a hero from the lion's teeth. Yeah! My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. My God's the king of the creatures of the deep. My God's the king of me. Jonah and the whale at sea. When I'm lost and afraid, all alone in the dark, you're with me. Oh, you're with me. My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. My God's the king of the creatures of the deep. My God's the king of me. My God's the king of the giants. My God's the king of the lions. My God's the king of the creatures of the deep. King of me.
That's the meaning of a family service. Good morning, children. Good morning, children. Do we have children in church this morning? How are you this morning? Are you good? Got to be good. It's a good weather. Sun is shining. Everybody seems happy in church this morning. It's a special occasion. What's special about today? It's Easter Sunday. What is Easter Sunday about? Yes. The resurrection of Jesus. Now, I need your help on something. Usually we begin with questions, and I want the sharpest answers or answer, because everybody can answer the very simple question I'm about to ask. Now, have you ever gone looking for something and couldn't find it anywhere? I'm sure everybody has. I keep things and forget all the time where I kept them. So if you've had that experience, how did you feel? Or can any of you share, yes, what have you ever kept and forgotten where you kept it? Maybe your school bag? Your shoes? So how did you feel when you were not able to find it? Anything? Yes? You were annoyed? Annoyed? Yes? Yes? Forgetful? You forgot, so you were annoyed that you could not find it. You thought you had lost it. You thought you had lost it, or maybe you even thought somebody had stolen it. There is a story in the Bible, and it's about the resurrection. After Jesus was crucified, died, and he was buried, Mary went to the tomb. And when she arrived, she found out that the stone at the entrance into the tomb had been rolled away. And she was kind of surprised. The first thing she thought was that somebody had stolen the body of Jesus. So she ran back to Peter and the other disciple and told them. They all went back to the tomb, and the disciples looked inside, and Jesus was not there. But the grave clothes were there. So they thought probably something bad had happened to the body of Jesus. But no, it was only after some time that they realized, when Jesus revealed himself, that nothing bad had actually happened. A wonderful thing had happened. What do you think that was? Yes. Jesus had come back to life. Can we put our hands together for the children? Jesus had come back to life. So he was no longer lying in the grave. He had resurrected. And that's what we are celebrating today. And one of the things that I learned is that sometimes we get so worried about things that are happening in our lives. We think that all is lost. Meanwhile, God is doing something bigger. That's the story of Easter. That's the story of the resurrection. And one thing is we learn from it is that we should not be anxious because we are God's children. When you can't find your shoes where you kept it, take time to look for it. When you can't find your school bag, maybe you just misplaced it. Take time to look for it. God is always doing something good and something better for all of us. And what we celebrate at Easter is the new life that we also have in Jesus. And that even though all of us will leave this earth one day, we know that that will not be the end. There is another life in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all your goodness over our lives. But we thank you also for the mysteries of the kingdom. As young as our children are, we pray that you continue to open their hearts to your word. That as they learn and as they grow in the faith, they will be able, O Father, to comprehend some of these mysteries to love you more, to serve you more, and to be ambassadors in a world that badly needs you. We ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our next hymn is All Through History. I think it's another video, so just bear with us. It's a family service.
God again. The Lord is good, the Lord is strong, and we will live our lives for Him.
Thank you. Please be seated. This is how you know traditional Presbyterians, when we all look lost with these kinds of songs.
Thank you. Our first reading comes from the first book of Samuel, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and verses 6 to 10. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. On them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his faithful servants, but the wicked will be silenced in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be broken. The Most High will thunder from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed."
Our second reading comes from John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 1 to 10, the empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running. Both the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying.
Our next hymn is "Christ is Alive, Let Christians Sing." It is hymn number 416. Let us pray. Reason, Lord, as we hear your word read and proclaimed, open our eyes to see, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe. Call us by name as you called Mary in the garden, that we may recognize your presence and receive your new life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I heard someone say that Scots don't always jump to conclusions. We carefully stroll there, take a look around, and then settle in with a cup of tea. And if it's early morning before the first proper copper, well, we are even more likely to get things wrong. There's also that old Highland habit of blaming mysterious happenings on anything but the obvious. A strange noise must be the wind. Something missing? Probably someone has moved it. Rarely do we say, maybe something extraordinary has happened. Mary Magdalene would have fit right into that. She comes to the tomb early, in the dark, not fully awake to what God is doing. She sees the stone rolled and immediately assumes the worst. They have taken him. No pause, no second look, just a conclusion shaped by grief and expectation. And that's our theme this morning, from assumption to encounter. Because Mary's story is not just about what she sees. It's about how what she thinks she sees keeps her from recognizing what God is actually doing. And we do that too. We look at a situation and decide what it means before we've really looked. We assume endings where God is only just beginning. John's gospel lets this moment breathe. Peter and the other disciple arrive, see something extraordinary, and yet they don't quite get it. They go home. No proclamation, no celebration, just quiet confusion. And Mary, she stays. She weeps. Not politely, but fully and honestly, because grief is real and faith does not skip over it. And yet it is right there in that place of tears that the turning point comes. The setting matters, a garden, not by accident. Scripture begins in a garden, and now in another garden, God is doing something new. Resurrection is not just life after death. It is a new creation breaking into the middle of ordinary life. Still, Mary doesn't recognize Jesus. She thinks he is the gardener. And there is a gentle humor in that. She's speaking to the very one she's looking for and doesn't realize it. We smile because we've all done something similar, looking for our glasses while they're on our head, or calling out for someone who is standing right beside us. Sometimes the truth is closer than we think. Then Jesus speaks her name, Mary. And everything changes. Not because the scene changes, but because the relationship is revealed. She moves from assumption to encounter, from guessing to knowing, and from grief to recognition. Friends, that is how faith begins and begins again. Not with having all the answers, but with hearing your name spoken by the one who knows you. And that's why this day matters so much for us as a church. Because today, on Resurrection Sunday, we will welcome 3 new members into this fellowship. Not because they have everything figured out, not because they have solved every question, but because, like Mary, they have come to a point of encounter. They have heard the call of Christ in their lives and are choosing to respond. And as we soon stand to sing "Up from the Grave He Arose," we are not just remembering something that happened long ago. We are declaring a living truth that still calls people by name, still gathers people into community, and still brings new life into being. Mary's story doesn't end in the garden. It moves outward into witness, into belonging, and into shared faith. And so does ours. So perhaps the question for each of us this morning is simple. Where are we making assumptions that keep us from seeing what God is doing? Because the reason Christ still meets us, often closer than we think, calling us by name and inviting us again and again from assumption to encounter. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and we thank you for Easter. We thank you because you have spoken our names. Help us not just to hear, but to be willing to answer the call as we serve you and your people in the world. Amen. Our next hymn, Junior Praise 159, "Low in the Grave He Lay."
Jesus, I love you.
Please be seated. I'll now invite Jim, Angie, and Stuart to kindly come forward. Good to see you all. Happy Easter again. I was told this morning by the session clerk that it's been long when this kind of exercise was carried out in this church. So we are blessed to have you. Friends in Christ, we gather to welcome these new members into the life and fellowship of our church. They come to follow Jesus Christ and to share in the worship, work, and witness of this congregation. They come also to affirm the promises made at their baptism and to take those promises upon themselves in faith. Let me ask you, do you confess your faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
I do.
Those who were baptized as children now confirm the promises made on behalf of yourselves. Do you turn from sin and turn to Christ? And do you claim for yourself the covenant sealed in your baptism? Will you commit yourself to the life of this church, to worship God faithfully, to pray and serve others, and to seek the good of all?
With God help, we will.
Will you welcome and support these new members? This is now to the congregation, walking with them in faith and encouraging them in love. If that is what you will do, I will ask the congregation to rise, and together we will say, with God's help, we will. Congregation,
with God's help, we will.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your covenant of grace, sealed in baptism and renewed in faith. We praise you for these new members and for your work in their lives. Strengthen them by your Spirit, that they may grow in faith, keep the promises they have made, and follow Christ with courage and joy. Bind us together as one body, that we may love and serve one another and bear witness to your grace in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. In the name of Christ, and by the authority vested on me as minister in this church, we now welcome you into the fellowship of this congregation. May God bless you and keep you in his love now and forevermore. Amen. Can I ask the session clerk to give them a right hand of fellowship and welcome them to our church? The doxology can now be played for the prayers of dedication. Welcome. God bless you. Welcome. God bless you. Welcome. God bless you. You can go back to your seats.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Let us dedicate the offering. Risen Lord, all that we have and all that we are come from you. On this day of resurrection, we bring our offerings, not only our gifts of money, but our lives, our time, and our love. Take what we offer and use it for your purposes, to bring hope where there is despair, light where there is darkness, and life where it is needed most. As you bring new life to the world, so use us and all we give to share in your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us continue to pray. Let us intercede. Risen Christ, you met your disciples in their confusion and fear and brought them peace. So we bring before you the needs of your world. We pray for places where there is conflict and violence, where death seems to have the upper hand. Bring your peace, your justice, and your renewing life. We pray for those who grieve this day, for whom Easter feels distant or hard to grasp. Meet them in their sorrow, as you met Mary in the garden, and speak their name with comfort and hope. We pray for those who are unwell, those who are anxious, and those who feel alone. Draw near to them with your healing presence. We pray for your church here and across the world, that we will not remain silent, but like Mary, bear witness, "I have seen the Lord." We give thanks especially today for those who have been welcomed into this congregation. Bless them as they take this step of faith. May they know they belong, and may this church family grow in love, unity, and joy. And we pray for ourselves that we would live not in assumption but in encounter, not in fear but in resurrection hope. For you are alive, and you are among us at work. And so we offer these prayers in the name of the risen Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We will bring this service to a close singing 419, "Thine Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son."
Thank you.
peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith, even in the world.